This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen,
tell me what it's all about.
There's a frustration sometimes here at InfoWars because we're like sharpshooters that can shoot like 80% from three-point range, no matter how long it is. So it's just like swish, 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 half-court shot, swish, arc from the... I mean, but then sometimes you got to go hit a layup. And so it's like, you can't even make a layup. And it's like, of course I can make a layup. It's like, I don't even want to waste my time showing you I can make a layup. But sometimes you got to make the layup. What am I talking about? Obviously, the southern border is wide open, which just blows this whole panic thing out of proportion. It blows the whole war on terror panic out of proportion. It blows the whole coronavirus spread out of proportion. It just blows it all up. The border is wide frickin' open. A terrorist can walk right across, bringing over a damn bioweapon. Maybe they already have. So all the panic and the hysteria over all this stuff that keeps us in fear, that we sacrifice our freedoms for, it's all proven to be fake because the border's wide open. And so we can say, hey, go down to the southern border and show how it's wide open. And it's like, okay, so we send the crew down there. It takes them 5 minutes to find a hole in the fence at the southern border. So the crew went down there. We made the layup. Here's the report. At band.video. Down there, there's the border wall, and they're scaling it now to find the hole. We're seeing martial law setups.
As you can see, we're here at the border wall over here in Brownsville. It goes all the way down until you hit about right here, okay? So as you can see, now we're not so safe as far as the Texas border wall is concerned. There was a Border Patrol agent that was just walking by, or driving by actually, told us to kind of turn around and go back around. But as you can see, this is about where it stops. Now, they do patrol it, and he's actually just right down the way. But looking around, it wouldn't be that difficult. You've got Border Patrol over there off in the distance, that white truck. Other than that, I mean, they're out here and they're watching, but it's not necessarily that hard if you wanted to kind of run right through.
We just walked back approximately 200 yards from the border where you saw there was an opening where there was clearly a gap missing in the fence. Actually, it wasn't even a gap. It was just an empty fence. But there was a Border Patrol agent there. The reason why that actually brings up a concern for safety is because here we are 200 yards away. Again, there's an IDEA school right behind me. This is an elementary school or a middle school of some sort. It is a school. It does have a fence. However, it is a safety concern knowing that somebody can actually just come across the border right there through the river and then walk 200 yards to this school. What's interesting about these IDEA schools is Bill Gates has actually given schools like this funding to upgrade their technology. What's also interesting about that is the fact that recently he just stepped down 3 days ago and has actually left the board there at Microsoft. Now, recently we also found out that one of his employees a couple of years ago was actually found with 6,000, while staying at his house, 6,000 images of child pornography on his computer. What's also interesting on top of that is the fact that he is now being sued by other employees who claim that he forced them to watch child pornography. So now that we have all that information, you have Bill Gates stepping down, you have holes in the border wall 200 yards from a school such as this, and the coronavirus. What does it all mean? We don't know. But one thing's for sure is we have Donald Trump leading the way and trying to take care of all this garbage and drain the swamp. I'm Tim Ream, signing off for InfoWars.
So there you go. If we were really panicked about a war on terror, we spend trillions in the Middle East, why don't we shut down the border? If we're really panicked over a coronavirus, buying up all the toilet paper in the world. Why don't we close the southern border where someone carrying it could walk right across? By the way, it's breaking out in sanctuary cities. Common sense, folks. Common sense.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think is really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking on my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said she's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. And now it is my turn. The bloodless coup, the fake epidemic. That's what I'm talking about. I've been researching fake epidemics for 30, 35 years now. I have information. Information about fakery and what is being done on top of fakery. About fake virus tests. About fake viruses. About fake fear porn. About fake science. About fake CDC and World Health Organization. Information. So, let's get down to it. How do you think case numbers are decided around the world for the so-called coronavirus? Well, we got 60 cases here, we got 50 cases there, 500 here, two just broke out there. And while I was just saying that, we have 16 more cases in a nursing home where everybody was close to dying anyway. And we have a 6,000-year-old man who had 500 prior diseases and was treated with 300 toxic medications. But just before he died, he was found positive for the coronavirus. So we're marking him down as a case of the virus, and now he just died. How do you think all of this is being done and engineered? To report these case numbers, which of course form the entire basis of the fear operation through diagnostic tests. Does that not make sense? You do a test. You say the person is positive, meaning infected, or negative, meaning not infected. Or you do no tests at all. You just look at somebody and you say your temperature's elevated, you have a cough, you're a case. Yeah, but I just have the same flu symptoms I have every year, and it's the same. No. In fact, you're not in good shape, so we would normally put you in the general ward of the hospital here in Italy, but you see, we can't do that now because we just diagnosed you as coronavirus, which means you're horribly contagious, so we have to dump you in the ICU. And we're doing this to so many people that the ICU is overflowing and flooded with several thousand other cases. And we have people from the press in here with videos and they're putting up stories about the overflowing ICUs. Hysteria, fear porn. And now, how many people have actually died, according to official statistics in Italy, from the so-called coronavirus? Maybe five. maybe two. Maybe. Because they're all old. They all have long-term health conditions. And as confessed by the head of an Italian health institute, which I posted at No More Fake News, these people all had such serious prior medical conditions that was obvious, but that's why they died. It had nothing to do with the coronavirus. But because of these five cases of mortality, 60 million people are locked down in Italy. Fake. 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 Phony. 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 It's a fake epidemic. Fake. Now, let's look at the tests, the diagnostic test that is supposed to confirm. Now we have a confirmed case because tested positive for the coronavirus. What does that mean? What is this test? Well, it's called the PCR. That's the widespread test that is being used all over the globe where it is available. Talk about China and what they're doing later. What is the PCR? It takes a tiny, tiny sample, very, very tiny, that could maybe contain a virus tissue sample from a patient and amplifies it, blows it up to the point where it could be studied, where researchers claim they can now identify it as a particular virus or whatever. But the thing that they can't do, the thing they claim they can do, but they're not telling the truth, is they say that they can also tell how much of a particular virus is actively replicating in the human body, live, real, not in the lab, real world. Baloney. Fake, 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 fake. And why is that important? Screw in your brains real tight and listen to this, folks. Why is that important? Because in order to say that a human being is sick or is going to get sick, at the very least you have to show that there are millions and millions and millions of a virus replicating actively in the body. Otherwise, no dice, meaningless, means nothing, ridiculous, go back to go collect no $200. And the PCR test does not say how much virus is actually actively replicating in the human body. Therefore, all those PCR tests are meaningless, useless, deceptive, and therefore rendering all of the case numbers of the coronavirus derived from the test as meaningless wherever in the world that test is being done. Got it? So when they say 60 cases confirmed here, 5 cases confirmed there, 150 confirmed there, baloney, 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 baloney. Completely unproven. Completely unproven. Let me go even more fundamental than that. And here you'll have to actually read a couple of articles that I've written on No More Fake News, because I'm not going to belabor you with 15 minutes of detailed information. Did the Chinese researchers ever discover a new virus in the first place, which they eventually called COV or COV-19 or COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Did they actually ever really do the correct procedures by which researchers say they discovered a new virus? I see no evidence that they did, nor do I see any evidence that the CDC did, or the World Health Organization did, or the National Institutes of Health did, or anybody did. Because the best and the closest way that you would do procedure to say that you discovered a new virus is you would use something called electron microscope photograph, called an EM. If they did that at all, and I see a few photographs here and there, you would have to do that on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, several thousand patients who have been diagnosed with the new disease to prove that you've actually found a new virus. and I see absolutely zero evidence that that has been done at all. Therefore, even the original discovery of the so-called coronavirus is in heavy, 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 heavy doubt. So all of the conversation and discussion and claims about this lab doing this to the virus and that lab doing that to the virus, and they took the virus here and they sent it there and they tweaked it and they weaponized it and here, look at what we found in the genetic sequence and whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm undercutting all of that and asking the basic question, did they ever in the first place discover a new virus? Did they ever come up with a diagnostic test that would correctly indicate that somebody is sick or is going to get sick? And the answers to both those questions at this time is N-O. Fake, 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 fake. See you on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, talking about the diagnostic tests. Let's go to China. What are they doing there in order to say that there are however many thousands of cases of the coronavirus and so forth? Well, a month or two back, they suddenly announced, you know what we're doing in China? CT scans, CAT scans. What? Yep. Of the lungs. And if we find evidence of pneumonia, that's a case of the coronavirus. I mean, who are they kidding? Any doctor, any medical student, any pre-medical student in high school would be able to immediately reject that idea as being completely insane and irrelevant. Doing a CAT scan, a CT scan for pneumonia, and you're saying that if it comes up positive, you're going to diagnose this person with a case of the coronavirus, when pneumonia can be caused by 50 different things, even horrible air pollution that has nothing to do with a germ whatsoever. And gee whiz, as a matter of fact, in Wuhan, China, maybe you've heard of that city, they have an enormous amount of unprecedented toxic air pollution that they've had there for years and years and years. And when I say unprecedented, I mean a mix of toxic elements together that have never before been seen at one time together in the history of humanity. And people are going around pre-coronavirus wearing masks. Can I see through the haze? There were street protests in several Chinese cities last summer. Protests against the dictatorship there. You don't do those things lightly like you would in the United States. All kinds of people in those protests, including middle classers and so on. What are they protesting? The horrendous disease-causing air quality. That's what they're talking about. And you also know that in China, studies indicate good estimate would be 300,000 people in China die every year from pneumonia, way back before the emergence of the fake coronavirus. So now all of these people and more with pneumonia, anybody could be, oh yeah, CAT scan, sure. Let's call it coronavirus. Absolutely insane. But the key here, folks, the key kickoff to this whole episode of gigantic fear, on the back of which we're seeing all the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the quarantines, the economic devastation, the attack on human life, was the one thing the Chinese government did about 5 minutes after the heads got together and said, we're going to call this whole business a virus. The Chinese locked down three cities and 50 million people overnight. Bang. That was the kickoff. Because, you see, that gave the pretext for the CDC, the World Health Organization, governments around the world to say, oh, dear, this is terribly serious. We have to contain the spread of the virus. Look what the Chinese did. They're brilliant. They're wonderful. We bow down to the Chinese. What a model of control to contain the virus. Yes, marvelous. We're going to have to do the same thing. And by the way, this means the lockdown in China is all the evidence anybody could ask for as to how dangerous this whole business is of the coronavirus. And that was the kickoff. And that led to what we're seeing now in Italy, in cities in the United States, in Australia, and other places. Lockdown, shutdown, don't go out of your house, except to go to your pharmacy and pick up your medical drugs from your neighborhood dealer. Jog a couple of blocks. If you have to work not from home, if you're one of the great unwashed who has to actually go outside the house to go to work, and you're not an information worker who can work from home, then run very quickly, don't talk to anybody, and touch no one. New York, San Francisco, mayors, governors, insane lunatics that are aiding and abetting this economic devastation and attack on economies, which is right out of the elite Rockefeller globalist playbook, of course. Wreck economies, making nations easier to take over. I would say that since about 1987, I've been telling people in writing that the most dangerous of the cartels long term on this planet is the medical cartel, and here we are. They know how to stage a fake show. They understand how to do that. They can even box in a president, which they've done. Check, double check, outflanked, outdone, outsmarted, checkmate. The last thing that Trump believes that he could do would be to stand in the eye of the storm and say to the medical cartel what he has been saying to all of his opponents since he started campaigning for his first term, which is your fake news. He is quite convinced that he cannot ascend to that heroic moment and say to the CDC, the World Health Organization, the medical authorities on this planet who have wall-to-wall propaganda built up over 100 years, you're all fake. The whole thing is a fake. You're attacking economies. You're trying to destroy and bring down nations. His plan so far is to live to fight another day. Here's $800 billion bailout. Who do you think that's going to? You think that's going to a guy who's got a small retail outlet in New York where nobody's showing up and he has to shut down the business and fire his employees? Do you think that money is going to go to a worker who lives from paycheck to paycheck? Do you think that's going to go to a small business restaurant that had to shut down? That's going to big-time corporations who are already lining up with their hands out asking for billions and billions. Of course they are. They always do. They're not on our side, as it turns out, apparently. They don't have the balls to join together and stand up and say, fake, 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 you're trying to destroy us. You're trying to take down the economy, and we're not going to stand for it. Even mob bosses have better sense than that. You don't think the infamous Chinese triads are meeting now with the Chinese government and sitting down and saying, okay, boys, when are you going to say this thing is over? Because we know how it started. You said it started. That's it. So when are you going to say it's over? This summer? When is it? When are we going back to business as usual?
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, man. Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport back sitting in for Alex. Now, amidst all this incredible fakery, fake virus, fake tests, fake case numbers, fake fear, which turns out to be real fear when people buy it, if the vaccines come along, as I have mentioned, I don't know, 6,000 times, that's the hammer. Now, there are two experimental technologies for vaccines in the pipeline. One is in a clinical trial right now, humans. Good luck. I want to describe these very briefly, so if you hear about this, you'll understand something. One is called DNA vaccines. They don't put a germ or virus into the vaccine in order to so-called stimulate the immune system. Instead, they put a synthesized gene in there. So in other words, it's really gene therapy. It's not a vaccine at all. They call it a vaccine. They call it DNA vaccines. I've quoted this, cited this in articles, New York Times article from 2015 in the spring. The DNA vaccine will permanently, get this now, permanently alter the genetic makeup of the person who receives the vaccine. Permanently. And in that New York Times article, they interviewed a distinguished Nobel laureate, Dr. David Baltimore, and they asked him what he thought about this. Very interesting, he said. He could see how some people might be leery of the idea of changing their genetic makeup. You think? Possible? Permanently? In unknown ways? DNA vaccines. Keep your eye on that phrase. The other one is RNA vaccine. Now, that whole idea has the distinct possibility and challenge, as you can find in many mainstream sources, that it could provoke what's called an autoimmune reaction. That basically means the body goes to war against itself, or some vital aspect of itself, because the immune system gets confused, gets screwed up, goes out of control, begins treating part of the body or some aspect of the body as if it were an enemy, an invader. That's not good. Certainly not. That would be RNA vaccines. Watch those two terms. Watch out for any vaccines that may be brought to market and could be mandated for the population to, quote, prevent fake illness from fake virus. I want to tell you a story now. I think we have some time here. And I want you to listen very carefully because this is what's called a prior illustration. This is what's called history. This is what's called they did this before and look at what they did and why I might be talking about fake this and fake that and fake this. I want to take you back to the Stone Age called 2009 and the swine flu epidemic, which some of you may remember. Oh, that was another one that was going to take over the world and destroy half the population. The virus, the virus, the virus. Yes. And people even then, believe me, and I've quoted in articles, this is not just a virus, this is a bioweapon. This has been engineered in a lab. This has been tweaked to destroy. There's no defense against it. Blah, 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 blah. And it turns out to be another dud, fake, phony, 2009. Where was this one start? How did this one come about? Well, it was a farm in Mexico. It's not actually a farm. It's a giant, what would you call it, pig factory. About a million pigs. Yes, mm-hmm. And you see, at these giant commercial pig farms, they have a funny practice of allowing urine and pig feces to just run out into the open, into the landscape, and form what they actually call feces lagoons that you can see from outer space. They are so large. And then, on top of that incredible toxicity, and you've got workers dealing with this, of course, and there you see some pigs. You've got foam that they spray, toxic chemical foam, on top of these feces lagoons. And so in this place in La Gloria, Mexico, in 2009, workers began to get very sick. Oh, Who could imagine that? And so they brought in more workers to spray more toxic chemicals, and the workers got even more sick, and a few of them died. And so all of a sudden, the virus hunters came in from the CDC and the World Health Organization. We're looking for the virus. This could be a new outbreak. We got to find, oh, here it is. It's called H1N1. It's a new, oh, my God, it's a human virus, and this could be dangerous and destroy half the world. Yeah. Okay. The virus as a cover story, my friends, to protect giant corporations who are committing crimes against humanity, nature. Line it up. Look at it. Understand it. This is as old as the hills. I've documented it time and time again, going all the way back to HIV, using the virus as a cover story to try to scare people and cover up, bury, explain away the fact of government and corporate crimes of heavy pollution, destruction of life, stolen farmland, etc., inducing starvation, never cleaning up contaminated water supplies, pumping sewage directly into the drinking water in the capital of Uganda, on and on and on and on and on. Let's call it all a virus. And that's what they did with swine flu. But something happened in that case. Something was found out. Something was discovered. Something was blown. Their cover was blown. Their cover was blown by a star investigative reporter for CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson, who late in the summer of 2009 discovered that the CDC had secretly stopped counting cases of swine flu in America while they were saying there were tens of thousands of them. What was going on? And this is what she found out. The reason they stopped counting cases was because test samples taken from the most likely swine flu patients were coming back from testing labs all over the country with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. The whole thing was a hoax. My word. She wrote a story that appeared on the CBS News website describing all of this. It was vetted by the lawyers there and the editors there and everybody there, and they published it on the website. And her boss said, a heck of a story, fantastic. And the next step would have been to put it on the evening news. Much bigger deal. CBS Evening News, CBS affiliate, TV news all over the country. And they wouldn't do it. They suddenly shut it down. Not only did they shut that down, they shut the whole investigation into the CDC down. And no other major media outlet in the world picked up on Atkinson's story that had been published on the CBS News website and ran with it and said, what's going on here? The whole thing is a hoax. The whole thing is fake. No sign of the swine flu virus in all of the test labs. Very small percentage qualified. 3 weeks later, what do I discover? And I've interviewed Cheryl about this. I published the interview at No More Fake News, what she had to say about her story. 3 weeks after CBS shuts down the investigation, on WebMD, and really understand this, please, article appears, CDC estimates that at the peak, there were, get this, 22 million cases of swine flu in America. See you after the break. Think about it.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeaBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. So, economic devastation suddenly turns out to be one of the prime targets and plans for this fake epidemic. Shut down this, close down that. Politicians scrambling one after another. Owners of businesses scrambling one after another to fall in line and sound oh so sincere. We're going along with this. Absolutely. You bet. We're closing down this. We're closing down that. No more of this. These casinos are shut down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, at the bottom of this, I don't know. It seems like in memory, there was once a thing that was called the First Amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Peaceable assembly, the right to peaceable assembly? Oh, no, you can't do that. No, because you could transmit the virus. The perfect cover. Yeah, but we want to go out on the street and protest this BS story about the fake epidemic and the virus. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter why you want to go out the street, because, you see, that's assembly, and you could transmit the virus that you're apparently wanting to protest it. No, we can't. It doesn't work, you see. Stay at home. Just stay at home. Stay at home. Isolate. These phrases like social distancing, self-isolation. What are they talking about? They're piggybacking on top of the trend that's already taking place in gigantic quantities. Social distancing. Flashback to, I don't know, a year ago, where you're walking down the street in a city, or you're sitting on a bus or a train or a plane. How many people are looking at their cell phones? Isn't that social distancing? You bet. Now it's piling on top of that and ballooning the trend out of complete proportions by saying, yeah, keep doing that, but now stay at home while you're doing it. Separate people from each other. Isolate them from one another. There you see those of you watching here, a picture on the subway. Everybody's on their cell phones or whatever. Okay, but now you people all go home. Go to your respective houses and stay there against the possibility that sitting there in the train, you might start talking to each other and saying, what the hell's going on here? And this whole thing seems like a fake to me. They're trying to convince us that we're under some kind of incredible attack here. I'm not seeing it. They're just diagnosing people and putting them in ICUs or telling them to go home and self-isolate. This is a whole PSYOP operation. And the payoff, at least one of the payoffs, is now obvious, which is wrecking economies. Oh, I'm the mayor of Ubladi, and I'm proud to announce that I'm shutting down everything that moves, because I'm oh so sincere in my support for containment of this highly dangerous pathogenic virus. Yeah, right. But what about all the people, the businesses, the paychecks, the unemployment, the people thrown out of work, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck? Oh, well, we're going to have to figure out something there. And you, sir, the politician, are you in trouble economically? Because, oh, of course not. I live in America. No, yeah, I don't come into the office anymore. I stay at home building a moat with alligators around. But other than that, everything is fine. I'm good. I will lead you through this. How, sir? How are you going to lead us through? By shutting down everything that moves. Obviously, that's what we have to do. Yes, there's a headline, New York Times. New York City schools, restaurants, and bars are shut down. Bill de Blasio. Yes, indeed. Billy Boy. Billy Boy. Shut down everything that moves, Billy. Just shut down yourself. That would be something ideal. I think we could all benefit from that. New York, many people believe, is the greatest city in the world. Empty streets. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm standing in the UPS the other day. This is real. A woman next to me has a big box. She's sending it from the northern East Coast down to Florida. I said, what's in the box? She says, toilet paper. Really? Yeah, she says, I'm shipping toilet paper to my whatever friend, niece, down in Florida. Next guy in line's got a big box. What about you? Pet supplies, sending it to California. Ooh, guess they're out of pet supplies in California. Oh, my God. It's a cottage industry for UPS and FedEx. I'm sure they got booming sales based on people mailing toilet paper all over the country, if not the world. The brainwashing is incredible, absolutely incredible. It's a coup. It's a coup, and it's a coup. C-O-U-P. Understand what's happening. It's a bloodless coup that is taking place. The shifting of power that remains in the hands of the people to the people in charge of the people, who always want more, 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 more. Which is why the central government of the United States was founded on the principle of limited government, because the founders had some experience in a little place called Europe, where for centuries, secret treaties, agreements, wars, assassinations, and various forms of betrayal were occurring on a daily basis among governments. We don't want that here. We want to limit the power of central government, because we know what's going to happen when you expand it. So now we're looking at an incredibly intense example of that, where a president, a mayor, a governor can just say, well, state of emergency, folks, for your own protection and your own safety, we're shutting things down. I'm the hero, you're the victim, but let's see it through together. I'm not affected, but you are. That's the breaks of the game. I still love you, and you love me, and all of that, you know, care and share and all of this baloney, whatever. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The government is the parent. The parent will take care of the child. The child could become ill, even though the virus is fake and the whole thing is fake. Oh, the child could become ill, so the parent must take care of the child. What are we going to do? We're going to put the child in his room and keep him there. Really? Yes. So let's do that to the whole city. Well, what does the city do? The city seems to be saying, well, you're the parent, we're the child. You know best. We know nothing about viruses or contagion or infection or case numbers or tests or diagnosis or any of the lies that you're constantly telling over and over again to pump up this entirely fake movie that we are suddenly in the middle of, but we are suffering the consequences of it. But if you say, as our parent, that this is what we ought to do, but I happen to know that in many audiences, such as this one, there are people who are more awake than that, who say, no, absolutely not. This is not the way it's going to go. This is not going to be submit, submit, child to parent, on and on and on and on and on. Absolutely not. This is not going to be the end. This is not the end of the story. This is not where it all crashes as a wall at the end of a blind alley at midnight and the whole thing collapses and we say, well, that experiment failed. No. They have their experiment, the criminals, and we have ours. Our experiment is something called freedom. That's the great experiment on this soil and in other soils. What happens when you institute freedom? The other experiment is, what happens when you try to impose greater and greater control? That's what has happened. That is what's afoot. That's what's in progress. That is what you and I and everybody else are involved with one way or another. Control, freedom. The impulse and the need to control anything that moves, and the impulse for freedom. Those are the great experiments.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.